talking to him. I was like, are you excited for Deadpool 8 and 3 or whatever? Because I was curious. And he was like, I'm so excited.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the ColorTech Creative Solutions Studios. Today, we have Kylie Montigny, host of the Talk of Fame podcast. Kylie, welcome to episode 71 of the American Grown Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored to be on here.
So you're from Scranton.
Mm-hmm. Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton, PA. Whoa. So that's like a good 2 hours, right?
Yeah, about an hour and a half. Okay. Not too far from here, thankfully. Yeah. You know, it's like here from Allentown, basically, so it's not that bad.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. And it's interesting, as I was trying to remember how we connected, you had mentioned off-air Zachary Haukias.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you interviewed him first. You want to talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, so I interviewed Zachary Haukias when I first started, probably about a year into the podcast, maybe even 2 years. He's a councilman in the Lehigh Valley area, and he's now running for Congress, which is awesome. I connected with him. Even after I connected, we kind of, you know, started to kind of get together, because I'm a big politics history person. So yeah. Whenever I see or even talk with someone that's in the politics area, I always, you know, try to connect with them and kind of make connection with them in case they need help with something with social media or something. So even after I interviewed him, me and him have kind of stayed connected with different
that's
things
awesome.
With his campaign and everything.
And he's kind of up that way. I know he's not in Scranton, but I know he's up north there of Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great young man. Like, great guy. Like you mentioned, politics, seems to have a good head on his shoulders, common sense. So you interviewed him. Then later on, he reached out. We connected through Instagram, him and I, just to kind of like tie this all in, how you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
So he reached out on Instagram, said, hey, I'd like to be on your podcast, American Grown Podcast. I'm into politics. Let's do it. So, okay, great. So Zachary came on. We recorded his episode. He, at the time, was the youngest elected official mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was back in episode 49. Now we're on episode 71. So Zachary, if you're listening, shout out
mm-hmm.
From Kylie and I. So shout out to you and keep doing great things. So now he was on the American Grown Podcast. And then I think through that, I did listen to your episode with him, which I thought was very good, because I always like to try to get insight of guests, especially if they're on other podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I try to, I don't know how you do it, but I try to like base my questions and ask different things. That way it's not always similar, you know, because every podcast is so different, right? Like mm-hmm. you have different views than I do, and we have different beliefs and things. So like we can definitely put out similar pieces, yet totally different. I mean, you did a phenomenal job on his episode. And then I started listening to more of your episodes, and I can't remember how then you and I connected. I think Zachary mentioned you, and that's how we kind of met.
Yeah. So Zachary, I remember when the episode came out. When did the episode come out for you?
Let's see, episode 49. Yeah, he was right here last October. So,
oh, yeah. So like back when the episode was released in October. He sent me like the episode, and he was like, hey, I mentioned you if you want to check it out. And I was like, oh, great. I'll definitely tune in whenever I get the chance. And a couple days later, I tuned in and to see kind of what he had to say, what you guys talked about, because I'm a big podcast person, as we kind of mentioned before
yeah.
we started. So, of course, I'm always looking for different podcasts to listen to, and especially local podcasts. I love just rather any PA people. And so when I did check out the episode, I thought the episode was amazing. And
Thank you.
I saw on your social media that you were looking for guests. So I was like, why not just ask? You know, it's always worth a shot. If you're too busy, it's no big deal. At least I reached out. Doing that maybe a couple of days later when I had some chances, and we ended up just booking it.
Yeah.
And it just kind of went from there.
Like, I don't know how you are with your guests, but I really don't turn guests down. I haven't turned a single guest down. I'm always open because I think everyone has a story. And let's get into your story. Let's start from the beginning, Kylie. Where'd you grow up? Where were you born and raised? Let's get that background.
Yeah, so I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I was born and raised in a small town outside Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, and I am currently a junior in high school, and I am the youngest of three siblings. I'm a twin sister, so I grew up like with a twin. Twins run into family for me and my father's side, and so twins have always been a thing in my family. And growing up, me and my brother play sports. Sports is everything in my family. And my family's big sports fans, especially baseball. And I mean, I spent most of my childhood at a baseball field playing baseball or even going to sporting events like the Phillies. My family's diehard nice. Philly fans. Awesome. I'm not a Philly fan. I support them. No. Please don't hate me.
Oh, what fan? Okay, what sports fans are you, Kyle?
I'm a Dodger fan.
Okay, that makes sense with what you got on, right? New York City.
New York City. Yeah. I go there often, my second home. Of course, I love the city and hopefully maybe go to college there in the future. Who knows?
Very cool.
But yeah. I grew up going to baseball events and basically I really lived at a baseball field. I used to go like every single day. Baseball has become me and my family's identity growing up because of, you know, being there so often. And I ended up playing T-ball, college pitch, you know, some other things. And I later quit in 2015 when I was probably like 10 years old because I was like, I'd much rather kind of watch it rather than play. I just kind of got bored and I'd rather just watch my brother play. And he still plays to this day at 17. As time went on, I kind of started to gain confidence in what I kind of wanted to do since I was junior in high school. So I was like, why not just start and figure out what I want to do when I go to college? Because I started my freshman year in high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do, which I was like,
that's normal though.
Which is normal.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of should start figuring out what I want to do. You know, this high school, I graduate in then 3 years. So I started figuring it out. And of course, COVID came. And everyone was now home and had nothing to do. We couldn't go out and have that face-to-face connection like we're doing right now. We couldn't do anything in person, which really affected, I know, a lot of people, including me. I'm sure it affected everyone in different ways. And of course, I was looking for something to do because I was bored out of my mind. All I was doing was, you know, watching television. Sports were done. We couldn't watch sports for a couple of months. So me and my family had nothing to do. We were just kind of looking for different ways to kind of keep ourselves busy because we're bored out of our mind. With me growing up, I have two journalists in my family. So I grew up listening and even watching them on television and even, you know, just kind of, you know, analyzing what they're doing. I always love, you know, watching them on television and everything they're doing. And so I kind of always aspired to be like them, especially my Aunt Rennie. She's been a big role model for me and still is to this day. And back in 2021, I quickly realized that I wanted to do maybe journalism or podcasting because, of course, I wanted to use some spare time on my hands. And so back in April, I ended up launching my podcast, Talk of Fame, which is I'm still doing that to this day. And technically, I thought it was only going to last for maybe a couple months until the pandemic came back. And now we're about 266 episodes in and maybe more once this episode is released. But yeah, so it's longer than I anticipated, but that's kind of a little backstory.
That's perfect.
Going up.
That's perfect. So, you know, through COVID, you got into podcasting. Your family has some journalists in your family. So that kind of inspired you. Now, like, what was it like growing up in Scranton, right? For those that are from PA, you might know it as the Electric City or, you know, the place where The Office is from with Steve Carell and that whole cast. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you check out The Office. But, like, what do you do for fun? Like, what was it like growing up there? I know you're still in high school, so, like, are you in band? Do you play any sports? What's that like for you?
Yeah, so growing up in Scranton came with a lot of different emotions. I know with being from Scranton, when people say, where are you from? And oftentimes Scranton, they're like, oh my gosh, The Office. That's everyone geeks out since Scranton's known from Office. That's why it's so kind of well known. And so once I tell people that, they're like, oh my God, you're no way. Like, you're actually from Scranton. But from growing up in Scranton, there's honestly, you know, limited things to do. Of course, with any other small town, there's often very limited things to do. And so growing up, of course, I spent most of my time at a baseball field. But oftentimes, you know, when I had a free time from school and, you know, had some extra free time in my hands to go out, I would usually just go to Red Riders games, which is a AAA Yankee team for the Yankees, the Rail Riders.
Okay, the Rail Riders. Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard of them. Yeah.
I ended up working with them last year on their Pinstripe Patrol team, which was so fun.
That's awesome.
And
what would you do with them? I'm sorry. What do you have to do?
So with the Pinstripe Patrol, I did basically entertaining crowds. So I basically would go up on the dugout and do dancing, doing games with kids and adults, go on a jumbotron, just kind of do different things and do games on the field. So it was really mostly entertaining and doing a bunch of things like that.
That
so
sounds
it was
fun.
Really made
sounds,
yeah. about entertaining crowds during between innings. So it was really a bunch of, you know, getting hyped, making other people hype, dancing. You know, it's a lot of things I usually like to do every single day.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So yeah, baseball runs deep in your family. You mm-hmm. guys love baseball. So yeah, like I mentioned in high school, which I mean, you're still in high school. Any sports or plays or any kind of activities like that?
Yeah, so I'm not currently playing sports at the moment, but in the fall, I plan on doing cross country. I'm a big runner, so I plan on doing that in the fall, summer, whenever that will take place. Because I love running, getting active. So yeah, it's something I kind of plan on doing in a couple of months when the season comes around.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You know, you have Talk of Fame podcast, which is doing phenomenal. I mean, you've had way more guests than I have. I'm just getting started. Like, you're a veteran compared to where I'm at. What are your, like, what are your plans for after high school? What are you thinking about doing?
Yeah, so I plan on going to college and get my bachelor's degree for broadcast journalism. And I plan on doing a double major with broadcast journalism and sports journalism with a minor in political science. Of course, I want to use my journalism roots to go to college and also get, since I'm a big politics person, so I want to kind of use, you know, get into politics a little more, whether it's interviews or becoming a assistant lobbyist or something. I have no idea.
Okay.
But, you know, I kind of want to get involved in some sense. So that's kind of what I plan on going to do, but I have no idea where to go, but I kind of wanted to aim out of state, maybe New York City, since I love it so much, or Florida or somewhere. But it's still up in the air currently.
Yeah.
There's so many good colleges out there, but you know, it's always, you know, so many good options to go to college for journalism, especially in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, definitely a lot of possibilities. And so you mentioned New York City. What's the draw for you? Like I know some people are like, oh, I love New York because it's the hustle and bustle and the big skyscrapers. But then some people are like, oh, I don't like New York because it is so busy and crowded. So what do you like about New York City?
Probably the Broadway shows. So I used to go New York City when I was growing up, maybe once a year, twice a year. But I'm a big, gigantic Hugh Jackman fan. He is my personality. He's my favorite actor of all time. I'm literally obsessed. And basically when he was on Broadway, like 2 years ago into January last year when it closed, I used to go every couple of weeks to New York City to see Hugh Jackman and his show. Since I'm a big Hugh Jackman fan, I would go every couple of weeks to see the show and also, you know, go to the stage door and talk to him and stuff. And as time went on, I kind of became, you know, close friends with him, kind of gained a relationship with Hugh, and which was amazing. It was genuine true. And as time went on, I would continue to go to the city since it's so close to where I live. I kind of gained a love relationship with New York City since I would go there so often. And the way it is, the amount of stuff they have to offer and so many things to do. And plus the Yankees, of course, the franchise they had. I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with the Yankees as a Dodger fan and Philly fan. But, you know, my favorite player is on there. So, of course, I kind of have to like them. And also, I work for their organization, so I kind of have to like them. But when going to New York City is so much to see Hugh, it really pushed me to kind of, you know, go there all the time. I still go there often. I still want to go there all the time. But it really, with everything they have there, whether it's food, the celebrities, I know a lot, my favorite show was filmed there. So it just has like so much history that I kind of wanted to be part of.
So wait, real quick, two questions from that. What's your favorite show?
Law and Order SVU.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And then, so you're saying Hugh Jackman, like the Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine. Okay. What's one of your, or like, what's your top two favorite movies?
The Greatest Showman, top yes. tier. That's my all-time favorite movie.
Okay.
It's my favorite movie of Hugh's and my personal favorite movie. And what is my second favorite movie? I don't know. Greatest Showman has always been my favorite. But that's, I now have to think about that. Like, I'll probably have to say The Sun that came out last year. That's a movie that came out with Rebecca Ferguson. And a couple weeks after the Music Man closed, I went to see it in theaters. Today it came out. It's really amazing. But I think those two are probably my top two favorites. This is Sun.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool. Because I was like, oh, I hope she says The Greatest Showman because I love that movie also. And my whole family, I have two sisters. And the middle sister, Rebecca, she's like obsessed with it.
I know.
To the point where we tried to like learn the dance.
I know the dances.
Do you?
And everything.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Like, I can literally turn the volume all the way down as mimic. I know all the words.
You know all the words.
Dances and songs to the movies. So.
Yeah.
I watch it probably at least a couple times a month.
So you're like a diehard, true Hugh
yeah,
Jackman fan.
Diehard, yeah. I awesome. Know everything about him.
Okay.
I know all the facts. You can quiz me if you want, but.
No, I believe it. Are you excited for then the new Deadpool movie?
Oh, so excited.
Yeah.
I went to see, like when I was watching the Super Bowl, the trailer came on during the Super Bowl. It was kind of a sneak peek. And once it came on, I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And once it was announced, I was like, oh my God.
Such a great actor.
Yeah, such a great actor. And once it was when Hugh was still doing The Music Man on Broadway. And when I went, next time I went to New York, and when I was talking to him, I was like, are you excited for Deadpool 3 or whatever? Because I was curious. And he was like, I'm so excited. I don't think I've ever been so excited in my life. And I'm like, me and you have the same emotions, man.
Yeah.
Even though you're the one that's an actor, I literally feel like I live for your emotions.
That is so cool.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to a couple Broadway shows when I was younger, like Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, but I haven't gone recently. So that's really neat that you can get that close to, you know, a pretty big name celebrity, you know, mm-hmm. and get to talk with him or at least see him and maybe get some photos and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's why you love New York. And that's where maybe after high school, you're thinking about going to college for journalism and such.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now to kind of like really dive into your podcast, how it got started, what made you like want to start a podcast? I know you mentioned COVID, but was there like a driving force behind it?
Yeah. So it really kind of, like I said earlier, my cousins, of course, when my cousins work for a local news station here in Pennsylvania, I grew up, you know, watching them on television and all that stuff. So I kind of was always, you know, interested in their stories. And I'm a big entertainment geek. I love entertainment, sports, politics, anything. I'm a big, you know, I love everything. I love learning. I love talking to people. I love hearing people's stories and such. So, you know, that was kind of a big reason why I wanted to start it. But growing up, I was super shy. I was very shy, didn't talk to anyone. And so I didn't think having a podcast was possible because I was shy.
Yeah.
And having a podcast, you have to be, you know, outgoing, making a conversation. And that was not me. I was total opposite. And so with COVID, I was, you know, dealing with some things, mental health stuff. And with being home all the time, you know, it was different from what I was used to doing every single day. And of course, with having, you know, COVID, it really changed a lot of people's perspectives mm-hmm. on life and what we do every single day. So when during that time, I listened to so much podcasts and I kind of started tuning into whether it's true crime, entertainment, sports, whatever. I was listening to everything. And one day during COVID in 2021, I had a random thought that I was like, oh my God, you should talk and do a podcast for a couple months until the pandemic kind of occurs up and you were able to live life like you used to.
Yeah.
And I was like, bet, let's just start it. If I
right.
don't like
let's
it,
go.
Let's
yeah.
just try something new. If I don't like it, I don't need to do it. It's just, you know, something kind of keep myself busy and try something new. And I was always the type of person that didn't allow quit things easily. So I was like, this is not going to last long. This is only going to last maybe like at least a couple of weeks to a month at most, you know?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I was like, just start it, you know, just try to meet some people. And the first guest launched in April 2021, I think April 16th to be exact of 2021. And I interviewed Cooper Searles. He was a host of Big Swing Podcast, and I listened to his podcast a million times. It was my favorite podcast at the time with Ross Stripling. And as a Dodger fan, he supported the Dodgers, so I knew who Ross Stripling was and what they were, their podcast was about, so I was super excited. Perfect guest, first guest for me, since I knew who he was and everything. And from there, I kind of, you know, developed kind of my love for podcasting and kind of lasted longer than I kind of probably should have. So, you know, that's kind of a little, you know, backstory of that.
Yeah, perfect. And you know, you'd mentioned, you know, going through some things, some mental health, and also being shy, which I had mentioned this once before on my podcast here that it's interesting that you know, growing up were shy, right? Mm-hmm. And now you started this amazing podcast and you interviewed 200 plus guests. And it's a similar story with myself. When I was young, right, my father or family would go out for dinner. And I literally couldn't, like, this is probably up till I was maybe 10, maybe 11 or 12. But, like, I couldn't order my own food because I was shy, like you. And I was kind of like, I don't know if I was embarrassed, but I just couldn't do it. Like, I knew what I wanted, but I wouldn't look at him and talk to him or make eye contact. And now, you know, I have this podcast, your guest, you know, number 71. And it's just interesting how people that might be more introvert can sometimes, you know, change their colors and be a little more extrovert or find like success in something like a podcast.
Yeah. And like, as I kind of grew to talk to more people over the last couple of years, I've learned that most people that are shy are most likely to become in entertainment or become an actor. And most people that I even interview were shy growing up, which is very interesting to me that shy people, when they're very young, are now doing acting or singing or whatever it is and doing amazing work, which is very, you know, amazing to see that we're not the only people.
It is. Oh my gosh, for sure. And on the forum, you mentioned that, you know, you're big into women empowerment and, you know, and helping women, you know, just giving them a helping hand up and, you know, empowering them. So do you think that's also part of, you know, Talk of Fame? Is that kind of blended into the fibers of your podcast, would you say?
Mm-hmm, 100%. Yeah, I'm a big passionate about women empowerment, and it really is keeping me driving with this podcast. You know, I interview a lot of female driven leaders and talk to many people and connected with them. And really, this podcast has really grown to be woman driven, and really, it's grown over time with women empowerment, but it really has really inspired by kind of my mission, personal mission to empower other people, the people I know personally and professionally, and really is kind of really benefited with my guests as well.
Yeah. Would you say there's any people like behind the scenes that have really helped you out along the way?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with amazing women in my life, my mom, my sister, my grandma, and just, I have met a lot of amazing women in my family. And also I grew up with a babysitter, and her name is Joan, and I known her since I was 6 months old. She started babysitting me when I was 6 months about, and she is a second mom to me, and she kind of really brought her and my mother and my sister really kind of made me the person to where I'm in today. I spend most of my time with her and still do whenever I have the chance. I go up and visit her as much as possible, and her wonderful family. Her family's my family.
That's awesome.
And so it really is those people and also my grandmother that kind of made me kind of the woman I am today, especially female driven.
Yes, very cool. Let's take a sip break. Yeah, to pick up from where we left off, how did you pick the name Talk of Fame?
Yeah, it was really my sister that kind of created the name. So one day I was over at my sister's, and I was telling her about, you know, the podcast. I was about to create a podcast, but I didn't know a name. And I told her kind of what I wanted to do with the podcast. And really, she was like, why don't you use Talk of Fame? Like, that's a perfect way. Of course, you're talking about people in entertainment stuff and about their stories, where they got to, where they are. And she was like, that is honestly a perfect name to use for people. Of course, you kind of are defining, you know, fame in some ways. Right. And so she was like, why don't you use that? And I was like, sure, why not? It's a cool name, you know.
It is.
Not a lot of people have that name. I think probably one other person has that name, I think. I could be wrong. I don't know. It could be tons of podcasts that have that name. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, that's really kind of how the name went. And once she said that, I was like, sold. Like, that's a perfect name. And yeah, if I wanted to change it later on, I could. But I was like, let's just use it right now. And we ended up choosing that name.
It is. It is an awesome name, Talk of Fame. And it rolls off the tongue nicely. Yeah, Talk of Fame. When I was coming up with a name for my podcast, I had thought about Famous Friends, because there's a country song with that title, and I can't remember who sings it, but I was like, oh, Famous Friends, you know, I kind of like that, but I'm going to be talking to more people than just my friends. And then I got the big wooden American flag here in the studio, and I'm like, how about American Grown Podcast? Because pretty much everyone I'm going to interview is from America. Now, if I could get a guest that's in the area from Germany or who knows where, that would be so cool. Australia, mm-hmm. New Zealand. But that's like, it's interesting to always hear the thought process behind the name. And like I said, when I looked up Zachary's episode, doing a little research before I interviewed him, when he said he's on the Talk of Fame podcast, I'm like, that's a pretty cool name. I really like that. Now, you also mentioned on the forum that you are a founder, blogger, dancer, and activist. Do you want to just hit on those four things briefly?
Yeah, so I oftentimes dance. I used to do like dancing, but now I just kind of do it on my free time. If I maybe do some lessons and stuff, I love dancing. And to go to the founding part, I founded a organization, hopefully this will be a nonprofit, Empower Girls, which I created back in 2021, and it's designed to create ending gender bias and inclusion in the media. And basically holds a variety of workshops, ambassador program, events,
yeah,
Instagram takeovers. We do a variety of different things. And to really, you know, inspire women and to, you know, make them feel inspired in different career fields. Because sometimes a lot of young girls don't see themselves on screen or even don't know what to be when they're older. And so we kind of want to really spotlight different people like actors, lawyers, you know, politicians and other people to really, you know, make other girls feel inspired by what they do and to really, you know, end a bias towards television and make other girls see themselves with people.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I think it's very important because you're right. A lot of news and things, I think, in general are, especially the sports industry, mm-hmm. With reporting is, I think, seems more male-driven, mm-hmm. but that there's people like yourself out there giving a voice and helping, you know, again, to promote women in media, in journalism, I think is phenomenal, especially at your age. Again, 17, you are, I think, the second or third youngest on the American Grown podcast. The youngest was, I'm drawing a blank, Joshua, but he was 11 at the time, and he's like the local, I call him the Karate Kid, but he's doing phenomenal work. I would not be surprised if he's in the Olympics one day. Just phenomenal, phenomenal young man, and I have to look his name up. I apologize real quick. Joshua Aguirre, that's it. So yes, Joshua Aguirre, he is a world taekwondo athlete and world martial artist at the age of 11. So just phenomenal, phenomenal young man. And you know, just now you're, like I said, you're 17 here doing amazing things. When I was 17, let's see, I did football and track in high school, and then I played video games. You know, I wasn't even thinking about things that you're doing. So kudos to you doing amazing things out there. So the items you brought today, tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, so I brought a little tripod and a little microphone, which is inspired since I launched a local podcast back in June of last year. And I interview a lot of in-person interviews with local people. And I use these things whenever I do in-person interviews for the podcast. I do both in-person and virtual, whatever it's easier for the person. And I use these things to, whenever I'm doing in-person interviews, to, you know, kind of give people a better kind of side of, you know, in-person podcasting, kind of what it looks like.
And there'll be photos up on American Girl Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram for the listeners. Very cool. Yeah, because I saw you brought a microphone. Mm-hmm. You have your phone, which I imagine you shoot a lot of photos and video mm-hmm. on.
Yep,
as all creatives do. And then you brought your own tripod. So yeah, we'll have pictures of that in front of the American Girl Podcast flag. Yeah, that's pretty good. I was going to say in front of the flag, but American Girl Podcast flag. So now, as you're going out interviewing people, Do you have a form? Like, how do you find your guests?
I find them through all social media. So I sometimes will scroll through social media, and sometimes maybe someone that I know has met someone or interviewed someone, so I look research. But also I do IMDb Pro, which has a lot of, you know, different television movies and stuff where I look for the cast, maybe some shows I like.
Okay.
And we'll see kind of the cast, who I like, and sometimes reach out to people. Sometimes I do that. Depends on the day. I know it costs money to kind of get that connections. And so that's kind of how I usually do it. And of course, a lot of people, you know, reach out to me about doing interviews on a podcast, but I never say no, because I never like to back down people. But
yeah.
And I love to meet new people and talk to new people. So I'm always, you know, looking for new people to talk to. So
that's awesome. Kind
of, you know, a little, you know, back drive of how to find people. But it's always, you know, different for everyone.
Perfect. So do you see possibly in the future maybe having Hugh Jackman on as a guest?
Oh, 1%. Yeah. That's, you know, my top tier.
Wouldn't that be... Wow. I mean,
that'll be my dream come true.
Yeah.
I told him about it, actually. When I met him at one point, I told him about it. He said he loved to come on. So
anything's possible?
Yeah, anything's possible. Hopefully one day I get an email saying he'll come on. So who knows?
We'll have to tag him on social media once we start posting this episode.
I know. If anyone knows any connections to Hugh, let me know. Because I'm always, you know, trying to get that connection.
Let's go. That'd be so cool. So now, how can our listeners connect with you and follow along on your journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm on all social media platforms at Official Kylie Montigny, on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and you can find a podcast, Talk of Fame podcast, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever you get your podcast.
Awesome. And you did mention real quick, briefly, that you started a more recent podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that one called? Plug that one.
NEPA Story. So that's only on YouTube. So you guys can look that up on YouTube at NEPA Story. We have a bunch of episodes coming out, and we interviewed tons of amazing people. Some of my friends I got to feature, and some people I might not know. So you guys have to stay tuned for these amazing guests.
That's awesome. And NEPA, for the listeners that might not know, what is that stand for?
Northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yes, NEPA, Northeastern PA, or Northeastern Pennsylvania. Because I'll recommend a podcast, because you like listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. What kind of really pushed me then to finally take the step and get the mics and do this is a podcast called On the Stacks.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever heard it. The gentleman's up in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre. I don't call it Barra, but Wilkes-Barre area. Bill Corcoran Jr., if you're listening, Bill, shout out to you. You're doing amazing work up there. But yeah, it's called On the Stacks. Highly recommend it. It's interesting because he has a family business similar to mine, and they're more niche printing. They do like gold foil and things like that. So that's what intrigued me. And now he's been doing it for 5 years and doing a phenomenal job. So like I said, if listeners or yourself, Kylie, looking for a podcast, On the Stacks, and he's got to be close to where you're at, because I know he's like Scranton area, Wilkes-Barre, mm-hmm. somewhere up there.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to throw that out there. And now before we close out, is there anything else that you'd like to mention or any kind of last minute information you want to leave the listeners?
Yeah. So I just launched a blog called Wholesome Interviews, which I interview a bunch of people in entertainment, politics, rope, and anyone. We feature them on our blog and give you a couple questions. It's very easy. We send people questions in a Google document so it's so much easier for people. Instead of doing a live person, it's much easier. And so if anyone is interested in becoming the blog, feel free to reach me out on social media. We would love to feature anyone on the podcast. So feel free to let me know if you guys are interested.
Perfect. So if I wanted to be like a guest on the Talk of Fame podcast, how do I go about that? Would I make the cut or no?
Yeah, you can make the cut.
Would I?
Anyone. Yeah, okay. Anyone can make the cut, actually. So anyone can reach out to me on social media. Or you can shoot me an email at kyliesworld62@gmail.com, and we'll set it up.
Kylie Montigny, host of Talk of Fame podcast on the American Grown podcast and the Color Tech Creative Solutions Studios. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop, veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.